Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yes, welcome to the Daily Podcast.
Oh, your voice is
your
gone.
Your throat is gone.
What have you been up to last night?
Mate, we're only two done.
I'm done.
Still 20 left.
Aye. I can't imagine.
Nearly end, innit?
Cal, you're going to need to take over.
No chance. Shaking my leaf, it's freezing up here.
I know, mate. Watch things going to blow away. Watch that doesn't blow away.
Started already. You're I'm fucking mashed.
By the way, Andrew.
Can you see my tat?
Aye. Why do you bother with that?
It's got to go, innit? Got to shave that. Yeah, Andy, what a performance last night.
You are unbelievable.
You were exceptional. Best
it, was, it was a tough crowd, wasn't it?
Was good it a tough crowd?
They were all here for Andy Halliday, weren't they?
They were.
The opposite. The
it was a Govan. It was a Govan supporters club here last night, wasn't it?
Opposite for the first night, though.
Probably.
I think that was a that was a different type of supporters club the first night. I think.
You enjoy it, didn't you, big boy?
Unbelievable.
Do you know when you played each other in the Youth Cup? Do you remember that?
Aye.
And he scored in 116 minutes.
You said he was poor. You said in general play he was poor. You said in general play he was poor.
What about talking to everybody, weren't you?
I don't know. I do it all the time. I always go into a pitch and I say, don't mess about. And then I don't know why I talk. I think it just keeps me
focused.
I think it keeps me focused. Because if you're going about talking and saying stuff, then you think, right, I need to perform, don't you?
Have you ever got MD Cal? Have you ever been on the pitch with somebody and you've got them like on toast? You can see they're rattling.
Aye. There's obviously the ones that are like boys that laugh about it, don't they? But it's some, especially the foreign lads and that, just look at you as if looking at a fucking state of you. But after the game, I'll go up to them and obviously have a laugh and a joke and shake their hand. But aye, a few look at you at the time thinking, what are you doing?
You've actually always done it since you were younger as well.
And I try not to, I really, because I know people will think I'm a helmet on the pitch, but I honestly try not to. Like, I'll be going up for a corner and I'm saying, I'll don't say it, and straight away I'll just say to the biggest guy, like, you're not strong enough to mark me. There's no way you'll beat me for a header. I've never won a header in the box of my life. But it just comes out. I've done it for
years. I told the story on here, didn't I, when he came off the bench. Cannot believe this man just dropped me today. I'm coming on, I'm scoring the winner. He scored the winner 15 minutes.
I always think as well, the players are going to tell their gaffer, and then all the gaffs are going to talk and say, he's a clown. But aye, I just can't.
Never change, big man, that's brilliant. We need to say we're in partnership with Grosvenor Sport, special offer boosted for new signups. He's not the drill, didn't you?
Aye, 5-1.
Scotland
to
qualify, 5-1 to get Scotland to qualify.
Cal, what do you think, 5-1, mate, Scotland through? You think they're going to do it?
No. No, I don't. You know what it is? I think, look what it gave us. There'll be crowds here and everything tonight. Last night, everybody in beer gardens having a drink. I think they were all heroes when, was it, 3 months ago, when they got through.
But they're fannies now.
No, aye, but they're gone. Do you know what I mean? As soon as they lose the first game, they're all shite, they're this, they're that. I think, just enjoy being in it. If we lose all three games, we lose all three games. But
love that.
Well said, Cal.
But do you think it's going to the squad's head a wee bit of success? Because have you heard yesterday Steve Clarke's went and bought Balenciagas for the side of the pitch? He just keeps showing his red soul to the camera, and every time the camera pans. Sorry. Chipper's sitting in the house with his bare feet.
Martindale's still getting Gucci's.
Martindale's got the Gucci's.
By the way, we need to talk. I can't believe we never spoke about it yesterday. What about Roberto Mancini, mate? How good
he is. He is gorgeous, man.
Oh, my days.
Mate, that suit jacket.
Where was he wearing the grey?
That's straight out of Forbes, isn't it? Forbes has done that suit.
It looked tremendous, to be fair.
No, Moss Bros. Moss Bros has done that suit. Talking of performances, Tony, what were you saying last night?
Steady.
Aye, steady, aye. He was a bag of nails before he went on, wasn't he? But I thought he adjusted well. But I tell you what, he got absolutely schooled off this guy for Heidi Tennis.
Five's it.
By the way, do you know that?
Deal, man.
Do you know you need to play
Heidi
Tennis
tonight? Do I need to play him?
I would like to get, I would like doubles though.
I want a bit, nervous, be honest.
I want a bit of trash talking between you two before.
I've not been beat for years, honestly. Have you not? Like, since I was a wee boy, 13 when I was training with the first team at 13. Best player on the pitch, and I don't think I've been beat.
Be honest, but will you be a bit nervous?
Oh, I'll be shaking like a leaf.
Were you here about a pre-match and that?
The full time with the crowd and that, and it is.
The crowd got on your back, didn't they? I know.
Yeah, you crowd are on you. It's not a friendly crowd, mate. It's hostile. It's a hostile crowd. Hostile. It's like going to Galatasaray away these nights, isn't it? These days.
Torture, isn't it? But beautiful, that's what we love.
You have steel balls, didn't you, big man?
I do, you certainly need big
balls. Tell you what, we can see the aftermath of that bus spot for the tennis last night.
What?
You played the tennis in the spot last night.
You'll need to watch it. You'll need to watch it. Blood or pus doesn't get squirted on you when he's heading the back to you.
A lot of spots, my life.
You came back to it well, didn't you?
Aye, I had a bit of acne that day.
Rakitic,
unbelievable.
He's a legend,
they
this guy, isn't
he? Put it on the spot in your face, they bring you down.
This guy's a legend, isn't he?
So what did you do to make it?
Just a healthy diet.
Eat tangerines, drink loads of water. Aye, honestly, I'm not even joking. We shouldn't be talking about diet on here, but diet. I used to go out, my life was like a cycle. I'd go out Saturday, then wake up Sunday morning, drink loads of water and eat dead healthy and try and clear my skin up for the next Saturday. Both was ready to go again.
How was your skin after IB for him? We went for a month then?
Yeah, he bummed me. Sick oil the side of my face. Looked unreal.
But what was it, Tony, what was doing his movie reviews last night, and you said he reminded you of one of the characters for the movies, was it? Scary movie,
Hoodie. Doofy, wasn't it? Doofy's the scary movie.
Strange what he was doing with that Hoover in the dressing room.
I know. Why did he keep talking about that Ass Blaster 3 minutes, Damon?
I know.
See, what a movie that was.
By the way, that was unbelievable for you, that.
Yeah.
That was good. You've gone against, though, that Tony kept saying he thought he was better than this bit last year as well, wasn't it?
I don't know if I agree with that.
That was weird.
He said he was better than this bit.
He should have been in the squad, wasn't it?
Yeah, the best things to say about fucking his teammate, I know, Stephen O'Donnell.
Kenned him, didn't he?
Thank fuck. Ian.
Did he really? Everybody's own sons, aren't they?
Do you like him?
I like him, aye. Nice boy.
he's
good player, aye. He's done really well, man.
Right, you're going to need help us here, because see with all the shows, I've not actually watched a game of football, eh?
Have you?
I've actually watched a bit. I tell you one thing, mate. Your predictions are fucking terrible.
Can I just say that to cause...
No, you don't.
Up,
yeah, you were
I think Rich Russia were going to draw with Belgium.
But you were actually... You went on in-depth detail that Belgium aren't as good as what people think. See, to be fair, though, what I will agree with you is they've got star, world-class players.
Centre midfield poor.
Mate, Donker can't be playing about, surely.
Who does he play with club
like? Big Witzel in that.
Wolves.
Nah. And they play centre-half for Wolves quite a lot, I know.
Lukaku is...
He's top scorer, isn't he? Nailed on.
Why did Manuel let him?
That's what he does, just scores. I heard you say that, to be fair. Only Benzema can maybe get close to him. None of the Spain strikers. Nobody's really talked about Spain. I think they're going to be... I think they could get the final.
Make them win it?
I think they could. They've got experience. They've got players, the boy Rodri and that. Their midfield's a joke. Still got Busquets.
But you say they've got any, like...
Their forward player, like a big striker.
I know, that's what I mean.
If obviously one of them perform, I think they'll be...
They've won it before without a striker, haven't they? They've won tournaments before.
Nobody spoke about them, but I think they can win it.
Paul, I'd go on.
No, I don't think they've got a chance, Spain, to be honest.
Oh, you started already?
You do, you, don't you know?
No. Rubbish.
Rubbish. Too slow, innit?
Aye.
Too slow, that.
No, honestly, I like them. I do.
We need to say about Ericsson as well, thoughts to his family. Looks like he's pulled through, thank God, man.
No.
Horrible to watch, wasn't it?
No, man. Generally, we were in a bad place when we were watching that in there.
Because we were going to cancel it, weren't we?
Aye, well, the show obviously was, 10 minutes away from no happening. Then the news came through that he was awake and stable, and thank God, man, because that was...
Makes you realise back, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was nothing really,
I seen actually this morning that apparently... see, the captain, the boy Simon, he's passed his first aid medical course, and he... Apparently, what he done at the start of when he took, what was it he took? Was he taking a fit and he was going to swallow his tongue or something?
I think so.
But it was amazing for the field team as well. Block, block,
block. And apparently, that was the captain as well saying, just on ruining form, my kind it's of barrier.
It's amazing, because that must be so hard to see your teammate.
Hopefully he's back better soon. Right, England start their campaign versus Croatia. Will they meet their high expectations?
He's got a lot of pals for England, haven't you?
Who's it you said you're tight with?
Who?
Who are you tight with?
Nah, you're tight with
Reece
James.
Reece James.
Where does that come from?
He's the best player in that squad. He was at Wigan on loan.
You said he was poor, though?
When he was here. Rubbish. Aye, hopeless. He is... Honestly, there's Kyle Walker, who I really like, but Reece James got to start. If he doesn't start, there's something. I think he'll be the... Maybe not right now, but he'll be the best right-back in the world.
I think so.
He'll be the best right-back in the world. He'll be Chelsea captain in the next 3 years. And he'll be...
I promise,
Lenny. Chelsea captain next 3 years, and he'll play for Real Madrid or Barcelona or Bayern.
What else, Lenny?
No, I promise.
Ballon d'Or? Ballon d'Or?
What was he good at?
Slaney, he was different. So you've obviously played football. You've played with players, haven't you? You've played with players who...
You should give me the coffee,
No, I've had nothing. I was going to say something, but you can't say it on here.
You can. You can't say what you want on here.
I can't say that, I'm still playing. honestly, unreal. You've played with players, right, who are good players, and you think, fucking hell, he's good, but he was different from any other player. I mean, like, strength-wise, his physical attributes are scary, and then on the ball, ridiculous. He'll play for Real Madrid or Barcelona. I called it when he was at Wigan, even after the first month, all the lads at Wigan, if you speak to any of them, say to them, says straight away, he'll play for Chelsea, he'll play for all the big boys, but it's no how good he is. Like, you should see the way he is after pitch. Like,
he's quite arrogant.
No, he's the nicest boy ever. If you meet him, he'd be so nice. He's just dead quiet and all he cares about. Know that all he cares about is football, because he doesn't like get stressed at a football, that, do you get me? But he's just like so chilled. He won't have a bit of chocolate.
Well, you know that.
We roomed together and see if you want to know the wee biscuit you get with your team.
That is embarrassing. Are you happy with that, huh?
But he's going to play for Real Madrid.
Does he get good skin?
I'm not going to on a night out with him.
Does he get good skin?
Lovely.
Does he eat the tangerines?
Three a day, aye. Three a day. No, honestly, four a day. Your skin's brilliant.
You still... Do you know who he's pally with? Slaney?
Aye, still.
Slaney, do you know who he's really pally with? Matt Target.
Pigs? No, that's my really close.
He gives him a tight bite.
I don't guess it. Aye, you do. Aye,
you do. Don't back down. Do not back down.
He said he's the ugliest player in the Premier League. That's what he said.
No, he's up there. he's right up there.
Aye, he's got to take that.
Could he play for Real Madrid, Barca?
Tiggs,
please say aye.
I don't know. He's fucking. He's very, very good. Yeah. He was in my shout for England squad. I know. Maybe it was a shame. He was going to. I think he was going to like a. They were doing like a. Extended squad, the camp that they did before they cut it down for the Euros, and he was going to that and he got injured last game of the season, didn't he?
Jink, the fact he turned up in America, let him down.
Did
he is ugly though, isn't
he? You're no stealing your bird if you're in it.
No, it's definitely.
Unless he gets his wallet out.
Is Southgate England's biggest danger, Andrew? He's wet behind the ears, Gareth Southgate, isn't he? Soaking behind the ears.
He's a geek, isn't
he?
He's a geek, isn't he?
I think their biggest danger is overbelieving their own hype again, because we say it every tourney, didn't we? They've got the squad to do it, 1,000,000%. I think you
think so?
100%. I think only France have got a better squad.
Where are they lacking, Kyle?
So?
Where are they lacking then? Because you've obviously didn't agree
half,
with
it.
Stones and Maguire not having them there.
Stones, Maguire, the boy Mings, they're obviously all good players.
Minging.
Matty sit here and talk about them. No Minging, but at that top level against the top nations, Lukaku's in that, they're too quick.
Because he's a centre-half now by you, ain't he? Centre-half at Luton.
No. How have you turned that?
Are you disappointed Steve Clark never called you up?
No.
Not at all?
Raging.
I know, but mate, if you've got ability, why are you playing centre-half? Like, you talk about all this ability you've got. You've been stuck centre-half.
Know what it is. I think centre-half in the Championship, just for like the attacking positions, being honest, maybe lacking a tiny bit of pace. I'm no slow, like, I've got everything really, but maybe just know that blistering pace to get to the Premier League that you need. Uh-huh. Maybe no get that, but then at centre-half, Nabdil
go
by
you.
Know what I mean? No, reading the game well.
He started smoking cigars since you went centre-half, didn't he? He knew a few days
you were doing the chat. By the way, Southgate, he'll be the type of manager to make sure you wear shin guards in training. Right?
Shin guards in training.
Do you ever get a manager like that?
I've never had one, you know. No.
I
couldn't.
How bad's it, man?
Wearing shinies in training, man.
Some of the boys don't even wear shinies in games now.
I don't know.
Just put a wee bit of
padding there.
I had a foam pad thing for the physio room. Mm-hmm. I used to, mate, see, to be fair, I used to literally watch Clint Hill put on fucking ice hockey shin pads every day
for ankle protector.
And I used to think, how can you even run
in? Run with them on and off.
Guys, can I ask you three, have any of you played against any of the England team? Any of the players in the squad?
I played against the boy Bellingham.
Oh, what's he like?
Oh, wow.
Honestly, he was 16 and, you know, just the way somebody carries herself on the pitch, the way he was talking and all that, like, say he fouled somebody, he'd pick him up half a ground, that as if he was like 32-year-old man, he was 16-year-old.
What was he good at? Could he pop it about? Or was it mere box to box?
It was just Mary's presence. It wasn't a good game. He was playing for Birmingham. I think they probably played long ball a lot and all that, didn't they? But it was just his presence and the way he always wanted the ball and how he was talking and carrying himself. It was just, I never knew what age he was till after the game. One of the boys was like, I can't believe he's 16.
Wow. Played against Pickford, scored against him.
Pickford, I think Pompey.
Have you?
Pompey. Think so.
Right up to the Pompey faithful, mate.
Where was he? How good's it Burton. Crowd, by the way?
Pompey crowd's the best,
it's
mate.
The best.
Mate, we were dog shit, mate.
What used to have at Pompey?
We were dog shit, mate.
Who's getting a statue first, be honest?
No, we were the worst Pompey team in history, mate. You what?
Took them out of the league.
Ah, you did that?
Did you? Single-handedly?
Basically.
How many goals, many assists?
Basically.
Numbers weren't great, were they?
I'm not going to say, because I don't know, the numbers are good. Golden boot in the house. I think it was about 15 goals, 11 assists, but I never started playing until...
You only started about 3 years ago,
I think I started about 6. No, honestly, I started about 18 games. The stats are ridiculous.
So who was after? That's Kev coming in.
That's Kev's arse, isn't it? That's some part of the big man.
So, you see, who was there at Pompey first, you?
Me, yeah.
Did anybody talk about this guy when you were there?
All the time.
What did they say?
Whispers about the corridors, wasn't
that, or the hangy.
Oh, the physio Dougal,
he says...
Good guy, bad guy.
Aye, brilliant guy. What was it? They always used to tell me a story, so when I went, they always used to say, oh, he was the funniest guy ever, maddest guy ever. He always says he wanted to be a taxi driver or something, was it?
No, a postie.
A postie,
he still
a
says that, now.
Aye, he always says he wanted a postie.
After this, I'm being a postie. I just never see an unhappy postman, mate.
So, yeah, but you're that type of guy, you could talk to anyone, eh? So you deliver parcels to people, you should just sit and talk to them for half an hour.
But you're going in. They're just putting it through the door. He's chatting the dog, you know, man.
Talking to the dog.
He actually talks to him. See, when you do it, I walk with him, he goes up to the postman and talks to him. Ask him about the rules and all that, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Man of the people, you, aren't you?
As soon as my postie chucks it, he's putting me in for the job.
Straight in.
See, my postie, me and him standing, get a good chat, a good live chat for a good 20 minutes, most mornings, eh?
Actually, see, to be fair, mate, that's one thing I'll say. I'd love to have your energy. You've got fantastic energy. No, it rubs off. It's infectious,
thanks, mate.
I love
you.
What about these two?
Oh, no, yeah.
Matching.
That's why we feel that we get tattoos.
Matching. Badabong or something. Is it Badabing?
Badabing.
Or Badabing. What is it? Sopranos?
Badabing.
Do you know what I mean?
What about Tom Sopranos, eh?
In the back. You embarrassed me,
Tom.
I showed mine yesterday, so it's his turn today.
You're getting that jacket,
no, I hate chance.
What's an ideal result for Scotland England? In the England-Croatia game?
I hope Croatia pop
them. Draw, aye. You want every other team to draw in the group?
I think England, they win.
You want England to win that?
If Scotland have got any sort of chance of getting through, but...
Aye, maybe, aye.
If England win and Scotland can beat Croatia, then... Aye, I don't know.
See, as far as I'm concerned, Scotland need to beat Czech Republic. That's the only thing they should be thinking of.
Yeah.
Because if they don't win that, what is it, 5-1 Grosvenor Sports game, people? Bump that up to 50.
Aye, they've took they don't beat Czech Republic.
Backs are against the wall.
Yeah, need to win that game, didn't they? Mm. Croatia's still a good team.
I know, I hope
got to the last final last time, didn't they?
I think Croatia will batter them.
Modric's still the best centre midfielder in the world.
Disagree.
Think so?
In the tournament, he'll be the best centre midfielder.
Disagree.
I maybe disagree, but I know where you're coming from. 3 years ago, the best.
I'll tell you mine, actually. Because he's a different animal when he plays for his nation, Pogba.
Can't
he's better? Can't he could be.
Like
but
Pogba
I'm talking about
lot,
on the ball
on
you're
the
talking
ball,
about.
Modric should be the best.
Mate, Pogba's a. Pogba's
he,
different.
Flex on what he does with France. Do that, man. You man, stop passing it to.
But Solskjaer's his manager.
Wan Bissaka. Can do something, man.
You know what it's like. Look at Man U's fan base. See when you know that fans are on your back and don't like you. You don't feel what you.
You can go and express yourself.
You can go and do that. Or you don't even feel you want to do it for them because you don't feel free, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Fernandes has come in and they all love him. They've all got behind him, so that's why he probably does what he does.
See, do you think Bruno Fernandes will have a big tournament in Portugal?
I don't know, mate. It's tough, that. Because he's not the main man, Ronaldo, is that?
And Portugal are. I wouldn't say they're defensive, but they're not like a Spain or a France or that, are they? I don't think you're going to actually get the best out of Bruno Fernandes, where it's just all about Ronaldo.
Yeah. Agree with that, boys?
I still think they'll struggle, man. Everyone's fancied Portugal.
I think Portugal's going to have a strong tournament. I really do, Andrew. I think they're much better. I think they're better than Belgium. There you go.
Think so?
100% much better than Belgium. Right back.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Cancelo.
Cancelo,
we're talking about. Yeah, Diaz as well, centre half.
Yeah, very good. Diaz? Faded boy face.
You could definitely Jesus. Argue you've got a better score.
Jesus. Aye, no, that's good.
And then Pepe, you like Pepe, didn't you?
Pepe, brilliant.
Would you say
Pepe's not Pepe, you play on Pepe, wouldn't you?
Right now, Pepe. I'm signing me over him.
Aye, 100%.
For the age and all that.
I'm taking you.
Mel leg.
Who do you model your centre half game on? Is there a person that you look at? Big Charlie said it was him. Is that true? You were texting him for tips?
Probably as close, aye, Charlie.
Is that what you?
Close to it.
You take his banner, wouldn't you?
Let's see that.
Sigh. Turn them. Yeah, it's unbelievable. No. Get it.
Oh, wow!
What do you think?
Mate, you're like one of the golfers that's coming at the end of their career.
No, I've just had it filmed in there.
Oh, it looks like a caddy, not a golfer.
Mike Dean.
Aye.
Mike Dean's here.
A caddy?
6 months till it grows back in. So I mean, 6 months and it'll be back. I may as well give everybody a 6 month warning now. You've got two options. What I think, you either put a ring on it, your missus' finger. No, honestly, put a ring on the finger. Because I'm not saying her heat still won't return, she sees me in a bar with a full quiff, but it gives you a better chance. Option two is the option that I would go with, finish wear. don't even take the chance of her bumping into me. Just go with it, a missus for that one.
That's magnificent.
What one are you choosing?
You've got to go with option two there all day long.
Yeah, you've got every...
So take no chances. So lying in bed every night.
Do you think boys will be finishing with their bird? Is this
he's spot on, because you...
I always thought that was dangerous though with bringing Cal on, because I do think they're seeing him now, they're going to try and take advantage that he's got the same band as me in about 6 months, man. You've always said it, haven't you?
That is what I thought. That's why I was showing them.
Easy,
he'll be laughing at me.
Before he'd done
eyebrows, aye. Eyebrows.
Has this been like a long term plan? Have you always had this in mind that this will happen?
What, get the Barnet done?
Uh-huh.
No, really, no. It's been going gradually since I was a wee guy, but I never bothered about it. I shaved it after and I didn't mind it bald at all.
But see, when you've done
it, a rock.
Did the attention go down, and that's why you've got it done, because you need that?
No, once, but I'll tell you the honest truth behind it. I always used to love getting dressing smart, do you know what I mean, with a suit and that on. Felt brilliant. And I put a suit on when I had a baldy, and I felt like a bag of shite, honestly. I thought I was just coming out the courtroom. I looked shocking.
I know what you're like as well, Paul. I need to say this. See, if this guy's no feeling himself, he's no he's confident himself, your head goes down it. Like, your head is gone.
What, like, if I'm not feeling good in the night
out?
When I was younger, mate, but not so much the up the road. But he's having a way him, I'm looking shite tonight.
You've never looked that bad.
No chance.
What
a few stories, Phil.
Aye.
You're the man to
supply us. Are we back to Kyle Hutton, man? We back to talk about that guy today?
I could say. No, but
he's too big for Kyle Hutton now, isn't it? What is he at Cowden Beef?
Spoke about it, but me and Kyle have known each other for years, and hearing Kyle's version of the story, Hutt's told it absolutely pathetic.
No, but you can't go for talking about Reece James. We're actually going to go talk about Kyle Hutton for Reece James.
No, we can't do that.
Hey, Hutch was dog. Hutch Champions League and all. By
I know.
Name.
Imagine being kidnapped, though.
I know.
How can you get kidnapped?
What was actually?
He's laughing at.
What was actually going on?
Hutch told it, didn't he? It was what he told, apart from the bit I was hanging out the Polish motor window shouting there he is there. But he made out in that story to be a shite bag in a grass. Two of the worst things you could be. Honestly, absolutely dummy. But no, it was pretty much that. We just stopped at a chippy and three boys came out, put us in the back of the motor. And that was it.
Did you give them it? Were you saying anything back to them? Or?
Oh, shaking like a leaf in the corner. But that's what everybody says. Like, we went into football, they were like, were you in the back of the motor? And we were like, aye, you obviously had to put the seat forward to get back in. And boys were saying, why did you not just grab him? And I was like, no problem, wait a minute.
Was so, that Walter Smith that was the manager?
Walter Smith, aye.
How did he take to you and your personality?
I still wasn't first team yet, which is beyond me that Hutch was and I wasn't. So that's probably the biggest thing on Walter Smith, absolute legend, but how that happened, I'll never know. I thought he knew a player, and so Hutch was panicking, to be fair. He had just started with the first team, and he was panicking to go in, but I was all right.
Have you still got that TV? Mate, you need to tell them that, man. That was absolutely brilliant.
He's no Joe Garner, you know Garner?
Aye, Joe Garner. Garner.
Garner would be brilliant on here as well.
Is he funny, aye?
Aye, Garner's good,
mate. You love him, man. Brilliant. And he's got some stories, I know. He's just been doing mad things since he was about 15. He had about 4 wains when he was 13. His life just been mental since.
I think one of his wains about 28 and
I'm retired. I car share with him into training in the morning. We always stop at Starbucks and get a coffee at the services. So we're walking back to the motorway cups. He's getting the driver's side. I'm just about getting a pass. A white van pulls up. This is a year ago. And the boy puts down his window. He's like, big man, do you know anybody that's like looking for a telly and that? And I literally just done my house up. I just moved into the house, done my house up, and bought a telly for my living room and put, like, I had a wee shitey telly in the kitchen wall. I was like, fucking hell, I've just bought one. He was like, Samsung, OLED, QLED, all the best. He's like, 2.5 grand tellies, but I've got them on the back. I was thinking, because I looked at the telly, so I knew all the QLED, and I knew they were a fortune. So I was thinking, I could put a decent one on the kitchen wall. I said, pull in, mate. So he pulled in. Me and Garns got out. So Garns is looking at him weigh me. He's opened up 65 inch, 55, 45, 35. All the tellies. He's like, listen, you can have any of them. 2.5 grand tellies. Type it in. So they've got all the cling film in them. They've got the cardboard bit on with the like Samsung QLED, all the details. Looked apart, but they're not in the box. He says, you can have any of them for £350 apart for the 65 inch. He says, that'll obviously be more. I was like, no, I don't want one that big. So I'm looking at him, Garns is looking at him. I said, you know what? I'll take the 55-inch one, is that all right? He says, aye, no problem. He says, look, take my number, put my number on his phone, phoned it, so I've got his number. He says, I can get you anything, new iPhones, MacBooks, anything you want, I can get you. I'm like, fucking hell, it's all right. So
he's phoned me at this point, by the way, you need any tellies and all that? You're like, mate, so, I've got this guy who'll get you MacBooks and everything.
So I've went into the services to get the money out. And you know when you're walking, you've got a time to think, you know what I mean? You're walking to the cash point. He says, Cal, what are you doing? There's no way this is right. There's no way it's right. Do not buy this telly. But I'm in too deep then. I'm scared to let the guy down or not, even though I know he's bumping me. So I'm like that. Cal, do not dare. Don't dare. I'm putting a card in. I'm clicking the buttons. I'm getting the money out. I'm saying, Cal, what are you doing? You're a clown. Anyway, money out. Bang. Go get it to the guy. Him and Garns have carried it, put it into the motor. I give him the money. He's like, right, give me a phone. I'm like, aye, no problem. So I sit in the motor next to Garns. I say, Garns, drive. And he's like, what is it? I says, Garns, drive away. I says, take me somewhere. I'm chucking that telly. He's like, what do you mean? What do you mean? I says, Garns, I'm chucking the telly. The worst part of the whole thing. Garns looks at me and goes, mate, a guy done me at Watford Services once. I bought a telly off him. I went, Garns, what do you mean? He went, aye, but it doesn't look as good as that. He says, that'll be all right. I carried it in, it's heavy, isn't it? I says, Garns, how have you not told me that? He says, no, open it. I says, Garns, I'm not opening it. Pull air, I'm chucking it out. He says, no, open it. So I've ripped the again,
cling film.
Cling film, all the stuff off it. The screen's all smashed. All hanging over. Oh, brilliant. So Garns has gone. I'm like, Garns, how can you not tell me that? I said, mate, no, honestly, I thought that was legit. The guy gave his number and whatever. So we're on the way into training. Garns is like, don't tell any of the lads. That's one of them. You just keep quiet. It happened to me. I said, Garns, good one. Of course you're going to go in and fucking tell all the boys. I know what you're like. Said, no, listen, don't tell any of the boys about that, man. Keep that quiet. He says, I'll get to my dad. My dad will fucking bin that, chuck it to Skip. His dad's got a factory, whatever. He says, my dad will launch it. I'll get to him for you. I was like, aye, good one. Anyway, get in. We're going to changes. Then I go to get my kit. I'm thinking, right, I'm going straight back into changes. All the boys will be pissing themselves laughing at me. Go back in, none of them said it. So I'm like, all right. So I got in the gym and that half an hour's went past and nobody said it to me. So I was like, oh, fair play. Garns is actually fucking, thought that was a bit shite, don't tell any of the boys. So then half 10, we're walking out for training. You go through the car park, lit up the grass onto the two pitches. We walk up the grass, the telly's in the middle of the centre, stuck on the training pitch. The manager, not the coach, he's stood on it.
We need to get him on. Right, just quickly, Scotland tomorrow for the group. You don't think they can go through? Hell no.
Scotland, look, I'm an optimist like anybody else. I'd love us to go through. I'd love us to get a few good results. It would be unbelievable, wouldn't it? But I just think the boys were heroes 3-4 months ago. They've done brilliant for the nation, for everybody. Everybody will be in a beer garden, having a drink, celebrating.
He's made us a few quid as well.
That's what I'm saying, made you a bit of coin. They've done well for everybody, and I just know how it goes. Everybody's saying, what if we nick a result against Czech Republic? What if we nick a result here? We can go through. I think we'll do it. Start putting expectation on it, and then you get disappointed. See if we go and get beat 2-0 in all three games. They're real, real good teams we're playing, you know what I mean? And it is what it is. Just enjoy the games.
Can I say, has your dad still got that van full of the tellies?
The tellies, aye. He was doing that day.
So you don't mind.
George Slane's done it.
So the guy gave me his number, so I phoned him. And so I phoned him straight after it. And the guy was a wee barrow, an absolute tank. I says, listen, mate, I've just plugged that telly in that. I can't get a signal on it. Can you come and sort this for us? He's like, what do you mean, mate? Try to hold his laugh. And I said, listen, back to the services right now, meet me for a fight. He was an absolute unit. He's like, you can't fight, you idiot. You can't fight. He's like, no, well done, pal. You took it well. God bless you.
So 350 done?
No,
not you told me,
innit? Life lesson, though.
That's it. Right, your decision game. Have you seen this? Did you see that guy?
What was the results?
Mate, you got 7 out of 10 for the first round. You were so close.
That's some right gone,
you know the game, didn't you?
Not inside it, didn't I?
He's a knowledgeable football guy.
No,
isn't
he knows again.
Is he somebody that you'd go to for?
Aye.
Are you about to get the coaching?
You're a winger, though, aren't you? I've got my AFAB, aye. I just need to do my AFAB. I done it when I was at Portsmouth. Just to add an arse thing to it.
Aye.
Many things that I can do.
You didn't do.
I don't know if I'll need to.
You love your coaching, don't you?
Love it, aye. I mean, you could actually be
start up a school.
Yeah, something.
Or a winger school.
Imagine
straight
up. So, you know what I mean?
League One, build up championship.
Yeah, but obviously he gets into management and I'm going to go with him.
Pathetic.
I'm not used to.
Fuck the two, you say two.
Our team plays your team.
Why don't, do you know what tonight?
We'd be long ball, mate, innit? 4-4-2, we'd be popping it around.
I've been dominating English football for years. I'm getting a job before
then. Yeah. I think me and you played it to the night.
Oh, doubles?
Easy. What do you want? We'll have a few quid on it as well if you want.
I put a few pound on it.
Right, get 350.
350.
350 for that telly.
Right, discuss Sloaney's. This is your picks for England Croatia. So we'll ask Andy and Cal. Do you think it'll be a draw at half time?
Yes, no, at half time.
No.
Paul Sloane's went no.
I won to England, I think.
What did that twat O'Hara pick?
Fuck me, that wee silly slug pick. That little O'Hara slug.
No having him.
Don't like him. That was a good guy. He's actually a good guy.
Yeah. 10
or more.
Didn't like his views on the game. Did you? Say. No, I'm saying you.
No, I didn't like his views. Disagreed with the guy a lot about his life as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No getting to that one, Cam.
No.
Wee bit carnage.
10 or more corners.
Yes.
I think Croatia have got decent wingers.
Barisic crossing it for the
half. Yeah, I'm right.
The other boy that plays for Inter Milan or did play for Inter.
Look at that, Barisic.
I think I will be.
Number one.
Reece James crossing poor though. He crosses it for goal kicks quite a lot.
Reece James. No chance. Do you know where I
would, that's what I'm doing to his crossing.
Do you know where
that?
I would play Reece James centre for England?
Up front.
Centre midfield.
Right.
We'll move on for that.
Yes, right. No, wait. Gives me insight into that. What, so is he good at taking
he
that?
He played there for Wigan, to be fair, didn't he?
He played there for Wigan and just, it was scary the way you cover the pitch. And when teams are breaking, he'll just go out.
A little bit on the ball though, if you're going to dominate the ball with England.
Perfect, just keep it ticking over, but he's brilliant on the ball. He won't get away, he plays a lot like safe, a lot with finishing sometimes, but that's just because he just keeps it, but perfect for centre mid.
He's better than Trent, centre midfield, if the tournament in there.
Aye.
He's better right back than Trent as well?
Aye.
See at Wigan, would he just get it and give you it? Is that why you look so good?
Straight to me.
So you got him his move?
What he's doing. Pretty much.
Nah, that's how he got his move, aye.
Right, Kane to score. Oh, you went yes for the 10 corners, Paul. What's your thinking behind that?
England are dominant with set pieces, aren't they, in the last World Cup?
Yeah.
So they'll be trying to get, because they're not good at breaking teams down, aren't they, no?
No.
No. And then.
No, I agree with you.
Why is that? Because they've got Rice and
play too slow, then.
Yeah.
Too
slow.
And Reece James centre mid, so they're still going to break anything, don't
they? You know what I mean? So, yeah, and they'll be playing. Corner, so they'll go for the corner side.
Okay. Kane to score one or more goal in this game.
Well, they're always going to get a penalty, England. It's always the case, and Kane will get the penalty.
Aye, Kane will score.
Aye.
Kane.
You've been yes. Okay. Modric, one or more shot on target.
No.
I'll say yes.
No.
Where outside he's fit for 70 yards.
He loves that.
Mate, he can switch you off.
He's the best outside of the foot player in the world, isn't he?
Easily.
No,
Karisma. Karisma, I did love an outside of the foot.
No, Modric. Mate, Modric drives it that far off the ground. 40 yards.
You got that in your locker?
Aye.
2 feet?
I've never really done it, but give me a month in the training run at it and I'll be doing it. No, honestly, I'll adapt to it quickly.
England over 54.5% possession. I said aye, I think. Aye, definitely.
These
nations are good on the ball, you know. Good on the ball.
It'll be close.
Right, okay.
Aye, I think so.
So you said maybe just 55?
54.6, aye. By the way, did Bale get two shots on target last night? But it was no chance. No chance.
So you got it right?
Two gone, yes, for that.
Why did they not shoot, no?
Wales wouldn't even. I'm surprised Wales got two shots.
Did you watch your highlights last night? You like watching highlights?
Wales were
night
as bad as Ian Rush good? Wales were night before, Kevin Kelso. Ian Rush was unbelievable.
Still got that, eh? Crazy for a guy his age.
So by the way, the night,
because you're going to Chris. Sorry, mate.
Me and you against these two and Kevin Kyle on the commentary.
Do you know what I've... Do you know...
He's coming. We're loving him to come after he's missed last night and he's now just missed the podcast. Don't know who the fuck Yanks is.
Obviously, like at Rangers, big Kevin. How's the time, Simon?
No, you were always on the bench together. Do you not say he was... He used to do the smelliest farts ever on the bench.
No, we were on the bench a lot though. Big Kev was brilliant. It was good for the young lads. We were just always having banter on that with the young boys.
That's not what you said before the camera started rolling in.
It's coming in there. Kev!
Right, how to play. You can get involved in the free to play game at home as well for a chance to win big money. Simple yes or no game. And a cash prize will be one second round as well as an overall leaderboard prize of 10k.
Wow.
How many of the tellies could you get for 10k? Quick maths, who's got it?
I'm going to go 23 off the top of my head.
30.
18,
27, 36. 27.
There's no way you can do
there's
that.
There's three in a grand, isn't there? So what we're talking, that's 20 right 30, there. Wee 30 bit tellies. There, you're getting 21, 22. Did I say 23?
30 tellies, you get. You can get three for a grand and you can win 10 grand. That three times 10, 30. 30 tellies.
30 grand.
Is it 30?
30 tellies you can get.
Who do we play on hand here?
It is. I look so stupid now.
Do we play on hand? Andy's right
there. I think both of them are a bag
fair,
of nerves.
See,
in front of a crowd.
See with Big Kev coming back, if we're doing doubles, I'm playing with Kev.
He's the one you want to play. No.
Listen, look at these two bottom already.
If you hit his chest perfect, wee bit to the side, he's no getting it.
No, but it's that power heater.
Oh, the heater, aye.
What about, I want to ask you about Kev, the kitman at Pompey. How'd you get on with Kev?
Kev Kitman, brilliant.
Good guy.
Aye, brilliant.
Did
guy.
You box him?
Brilliant guy.
Somebody said you're the only guy to beat him in a boxing
only
match.
Only guy to drop him, aye. Left hook, bang.
No,
we never got in a scrap, but I can box, you know, unbelievable, can't I, Andy? I would beat him at boxing. No, honestly.
Can you box me?
No, I can punch like a horse, bang.
Punch like a horse?
Like a horse.
Like a horse. Hutch was saying I'm a shite bag, but no chance.
Why do you want to slap one of you?
Yeah, I just don't like that. I like love, do you know what I mean? I don't like to do that, but if I had to, Jesus.
Right, everyone who gets six or more right also gets a £10 free bet. Go to gsport.com/opengoatoplay. Callum Naismith, he's on the night, so get yourself done.
Cheers, boys. Loved it.
That was unbelievable, mate.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.